Today, payday pain still grips. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The government released the report of the Independent Panel's review of the Small Amount Credit Contract Laws, or payday loans, in April 2016. Since then, it's gone very quiet. So we were asked by the Consumer Action Law Centre to complete custom modelling using data contained in our rolling 52,000 per annum household surveys, focusing in on the question of the quantum and impact of the delays in the proposed legislation relating to the sector. Specifically, we estimated the incremental damage done to households in terms of the value of loans taken since the first review was published on the 19th of April 2016, as well as some observations as to the characteristics of borrowers over this period. Our results are somewhat indicative, though we made a number of reasonable assumptions to support our findings. First, the survey remains a statistically robust sample and it aligns with the most recent ABS census data. Second, we've extrapolated 2018 figures on the current run rates per month. Third, we have not tried to overlay the potential before and after impacts had the proposed changes been brought into the payday sector, but we have considered the mix and impact of loans taken since this time. Fourth, we use the term payday loans to refer to those loans made within the SACC, Small Amount Credit Contract, legislation. So this excludes medium-term loans and other personal credit facilities. Turning to the size of the current payday loan market, we continue to see some growth in the sector overall. In 2016, the total loans written, the loan flows, were in the order of $736 million. And based on projections for the full year 2018, this will rise. However, because payday lending is by nature short term, the incremental value of $189 million is not the full measure of loans written in the period. And we'll estimate what this figure actually is later. Of note is the significant increase in online origination, with 83% of loans now accessed via a website on a mobile device or other computing device. The other important factor is to note the switch in types of customers being attracted by these services. As a result of tighter controls on loans to Centrelink recipients and the rise in online services, the mix between those we classify as financially distressed, meaning those with immediate financial needs and no alternative, and financially stressed, those with financial needs with alternatives, but who reach for payday loans as a simple, quick and confidential alternative, has increased. And it's facilitated by greater online access. Since 2016, the total loan flows have risen by $191 million for financially stressed households. But the value of loans to distressed households has remained static. But again, the net value of loans does not tell the full story. Value apart, the other perspective is the number of households taking payday loans. Since 2016, the number has risen by 149,000 households. Of that, 13,000 are classified as distressed households and 136,000 are stressed households. This once again reflects the refocusing of the industry on those in financial pain rather than distress. Within these numbers, we note a continued rise in the number of women accessing payday loans. The number of women using payday loans has risen from 177,000 in 2016 to 226,000 in 2018. This represents a rise to 22.18% of all borrowers. Within the female segment, we see a large number of one-parent women accessing payday loans, representing 40% of women. This is in stark contrast to males, where just 6% are one-parent families. In the final part of our analysis, we examined the run rate of loans written by volume and value to assess the impact of the government inaction since April 2016. Since the government released the report of the independent panel's review of the small amount credit contract laws in April 2016, 3 million additional loans have been written, worth an estimated $1.86 billion, and have been taken by some 1.6 million households. In that time, around one-fifth of borrowers, or around 332,000 households, were new payday borrowers. We also know that over a five-year period, around 15% of payday borrowers will get into a debt spiral, which leads to events such as bankruptcy. On that basis, an additional 249,000 households have been allowed to enter a debt path, which leads to this unfortunate end. A larger number fall into other family or relationship issues when borrowing from this source. As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please like the post and add a comment or a question. If you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.